Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts. And we always, always, always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental or medical health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And here we are.
Indeed.
Ready to mini episode it up?
Let's do it.
With this treat. Yes, Dori. That is our first ever listener submitted theme song.
I'm into it.
Reframing the narrative of life.
Yeah.
I love that.
So it's really delightful.
Listener, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Truly nothing makes me feel more honored than knowing someone went out of their way to write us a theme song.
Seriously.
Set to the theme music of this show.
Yeah. Oh.
Kicking it off the best way possible. We have an email. Hi, Kate and Dori. I've been listening to your podcast for about 6 months or so, and I've been meaning to email you. Nearly every night while putting on my bedtime face, I think of something Kate mentioned a while ago regarding her addiction to Vaseline. I, too, was a Vaseline addict since childhood. About 2 years ago, I started replacing, quote, toxic self-care items with safer, sustainable alternatives, and I have two suggestions for Kate. One, Waxaline. And or two, Healthy Jelly by Third Day Naturals. Both products are readily available on Amazon. I find them both to be pretty comparable to or even better than Vaseline without the petroleum. Give them a try. My lips ne'er shall touch Vaseline again. And so Dori doesn't feel left out. I have a quick story for her and her husband. My current partner and I met back in 2011, due in part to Matt Myra. We were in a long line at Comic-Con.
Yes.
Dori's husband. Check out a recent episode in which we interviewed him. We were in a long line at Comic-Con to see a live recording of the podcast that Matt was on at the time, i.e. Nerdist, and we ended up sitting together, chatting, and going out for beers that night. After the convention and many long-distance conversations, my partner ended up moving across the country to be with me, and we've been together ever since for 8 years. In a time when it can be hard to meet people, I am so thankful for communities that come together around a shared love, fandom, or in this case, podcasts.
This is so sweet.
That's such a sweet love story.
I told, when I was going through the notes for this episode, I read this and I called Matt over and I read it to him. He was very touched.
Yeah, they found love at a podcast recording.
Yeah.
That's magic.
He said they've had proposals at live shows.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of love in the air.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
As for Vaseline.
Yeah.
As for these Vaseline alternatives,
yes.
Look, as mentioned many times on this podcast, I'm obsessed with Vaseline. So much so that they heard that and sent me like some hand lotion, which was very nice. Thank you, Vaseline Corporation. I will try these two products out, listener. I will buy them, try them, and I will report back because I have tried other things and nothing can compare.
Also, you know, as didn't we talk about this with Chemist Confessions?
We did.
And they were like, eh, like NBD.
Yeah.
So maybe we don't all need to be freaking out about Vaseline. I don't know. I don't have the answers.
I don't either, but I will try Waxaline and I will try Healthy Jelly. Thank Great. You, listener, for the okay. recommendations.
Okay. Should I read this next email?
I want to hear you do it.
Okay. Hi, Cat and Door. Earlier this year, my dad became ill and it has escalated a great deal over the course of the year. He is not, quote, that old, in his early 60s, and has been painfully weighing on my heart. At 26, I still often feel like my dad should be the same jovial, healthy man he was my whole life, and seeing this illness take a lot of him down this year has been a surreal experience. My dad has never shown even the slightest interest in what we would describe as self-care, but since he has gotten sick, he has started to love taking baths. He takes them almost daily and spends sometimes hours in the tub, draining and refilling with hot water so he can just rest and relax. Based off of one of your November gift recommendations, I got the idea of making him a bath self-care kit complete with a suction cup bath pillow, a bathtub tray, a book, a candle, and some bath tea satchels. Let me tell you, he loved it. Oh, I'm going to cry. I mean, this is so sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Absolutely made his Christmas. He didn't even know bath pillows or a bath tray existed. A few days after the holiday, my dad's girlfriend shared that he's been recounting what a great gift it was on the phone to various people who have called to ask about his holiday. Thank you both for the thoughtful recommendations. As a big believer in self-care, I loved all the ideas as things I would use personally, but you also really nailed it with something that spoke to a very sick man who finds pleasure in very few things these days.
Listener, well, hey, can we just say what a great daughter and caregiver you are?
Yeah.
Finding ways to bring, like, joy and also things that feel good into the lives of someone who's dealing with a chronic illness, that someone that you love, you know, that seems really powerful. And
it's amazing.
Dory is crying. I can see the tears in your eyes.
They're forming.
They are. But this is really lovely. And you just sound like a great daughter. And I think I can speak for both of us when I say we're so happy your dad has found peace and calm in the bath, in that routine.
Yeah.
It's just as awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And that you could like introduce him to these things that enhance his bath experience.
Yeah, that he didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
You sound great. And we hope, you know, that his health, I don't know what the situation is, but we hope that his health improves.
Yeah, we're sending our best wishes.
Yeah. Well, we have a little voicemail here.
Okay.
This has an adorable cameo.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Hang on just a second. Sorry. So I'm sitting here with my toddler and we were listening to your podcast and I had to stop the pod and call you guys because you were talking about paper planners versus digital. And I just wanted to say, actually listening to you guys go around and around about your paper planner journey actually got me to use a paper planner, and it has helped me in my life. So like I had the opposite experience of you guys. I keep a Google Calendar just like most of, I think you guys do, and my husband and I can see each other's schedule and it's super helpful. But I think I have ADHD and it really helps me to write things down and to make do you need some milk? It'll be just a second, babe. it helps me to like draw a picture of my week. Basically, it helps my brain to like think through what each afternoon and morning and evening is going to be like, and make the kinds of plans that you have to make when you're a parent and you work, and you know, what needs to be done that this day is going to go okay, which is different than making a schedule. Anyway, thank you all so much for the pod. We're doing great. Say bye, Stevie. Say bye to the phone. She's waving to you all. Thank you, Kate and Dory.
Say bye to the phone.
Milk. Milk. I just want to say thank you for putting off your toddler's demand for milk to continue that voicemail. That was adorable. I mean, I love that our struggled paper planners has brought person back to paper planners.
Yeah, totally.
Another thing I just noticed from what they were saying is it sounds like visually, like the mind visual connection is so strong for this person. Mm-hmm. Like that helps them physically see their whole day.
Yeah.
That really resonated with
me. That's a good point.
Yeah. Sometimes actually just like putting it out on paper does just make it more, I don't know, digestible. I thought this was great feedback.
Agree.
Not going to start paper plannering again.
Neither am I.
But I'm thrilled for you, listener. All right. Dory?
Yes.
We're going to take a break.
Let's do it.
And when we come back, herpes.
Great.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Well, we received an amazing outpouring of emails and voicemails in response to a listener who had asked us for dating advice, but dating as a person with herpes, and when and how to tell the people that they're dating and when to bring it up. And Dory and I...
And it had some bad experiences.
Yes, yes.
Telling people who then bailed.
Yes. And neither of us have personal experience in this area, and so... we were so thrilled that so many listeners shared their own experiences with us. And so we are here to share those with you. First up is an email. This person writes, first off, I want to stress the pain and suffering that comes with first finding out. I got herpes in my mid-20s from an ex that never disclosed it to me and felt like I walked around with a big scarlet A in my chest. It was very hard to get back into the dating scene, so good for you. My advice is to be totally honest about having it, but whenever you feel is right, don't stick to a hard number of dates. The right guy or right guy for that night will not turn you down if they are interested in you or care about you. I agree with Kat and Dor. Fuck those guys who turned you down. I thought of having herpes as being my new evolutionary superpower of weeding out the bad ones. If they are willing to take that, quote, risk for you, then it's a good thing you didn't sleep with them. Excuse me. If they aren't willing to take that, quote, risk for you, then it's a good thing you didn't sleep with them in the first place. Thank you. Next. Be honest in your own time and the right one will come along. My now husband fortunately was happy to go for it on the second date and we turned out just fine. If you still want ideas for dates that don't end up on a couch, here are a couple of my faves. Parentheses, caveat, all of these could end up with sex if the chemistry is there, but you can start and end whenever you like. Farmer's market and optional brunch. Depending on where you live, beach picnic or regular old picnic. Outdoor movie, hike, themed dinner and a movie. Art show, gallery opening, or concert. Best luck out there. And this is signed XOXO 30s, Herpes, and Thriving.
Love this.
Great advice.
Great advice. Also love all these date ideas, whether or not you have herpes.
Yeah, these seem like great dates.
Themed dinner and a movie.
Cool idea.
Very cool idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go out for Italian food and then watch Moonstruck.
Oh, Dory, that's like my fantasy.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. These are all theme dates that for you and I. Friend dates. Sounds great. I love a friend date.
Okay.
All right. You take this one.
Okay. While I myself do not have herpes currently, my husband does, and it initially had a big impact in our early dating relationship. I had been dating my now husband for a few weeks when we were intimate for the first time. The day after, he then told me that he had herpes. I was so upset that he did not tell me before we had sex. I felt like I had not been given all the relevant information before deciding to have sex with him. I remember being more hurt with the fact that he did not tell me prior to having sex than the fact that he actually had herpes. That lack of trust combined with the fact that all I knew about herpes was this horror story that you were told in high school sex ed resulted in me cutting off contact for a week or two. After cooling off for a bit, he apologized and explained to me more about what herpes actually was. After having a few open conversations about it, I felt much more at ease. In hindsight, I think what I would have preferred would be to have an open conversation about herpes way prior to even ever getting close to the bedroom. Maybe during a lunch date or sometime when I would have had time to process this information and ask questions before deciding to have sex. We've been together for 6 years. During that time, there have been a few occasions where I've been concerned that I may have gotten herpes, but they turned out to be false alarms. I keep an open conversation with my gynecologist about the fact that my husband has herpes, and she includes it as part of my annual checkups. Aside from that, it really does not impact our relationship. Random side note, one thing that I found helpful when learning about herpes was an episode from the TV show Adam Ruins Everything, titled Adam Ruins Sex. In the episode, it has a portion about how herpes really is not as big of a deal as it is made out to be. Also, speaking with my gynecologist about what the minimal impact might be if I were to ever get herpes was helpful as well. Wow.
Great thoughts here,
great
listeners.
Thoughts. And like, I'm impressed that you were able to move past the fact that your husband didn't tell you before you had sex.
It sounds like they worked it out together.
Yeah. I'm like really impressed by that.
And yes, like great advice, constant communication with your gynecologist.
Yeah.
And also I do think so much of us were educated about sex and sexually transmitted infections through very dated sex ed experiences decades ago.
My sex ed teacher in ninth grade was the assistant football coach.
Oof.
Which, like, no disrespect to assistant football coaches, but like, this man did not have a background in sexual education.
Sexual education is like a real, should be treated seriously and be taught by a person who's actually
like a real sex educator.
A sex educator. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm also just making sure that STI is the right term, because I feel like we grew up using the term STDs, which I don't think is used anymore.
Yeah.
So even like my own understanding is dated. I'm now Googling STDs. Anyway, I apologize that I'm probably not using the right terms. Please educate me, and I will do my best to educate myself too. On that note, here's another email. Dear Cat and Door, you wanted to hear from listeners with herpes, so I am glad to oblige and educate. I am a 31-year-old woman and was diagnosed with HSV-1 on my genitals very recently, less than 2 months ago. After the initial total meltdown freakout, I armed myself with information and science, all caps. I realized, as your caller mentioned, that it's nothing to freak out about, and that went a really long way towards destroying my own biases and assumptions. At the time of my first breakout, I had just started dating someone new, and I told him I wanted to wait a month before having sex. When we finally did have a conversation about herpes, we were having dinner and sitting at my dining room table. I very straightforwardly told him that I have a HSV-1 diagnosis, had had one outbreak, and presented to him some brief medical facts. 1, I may or may not have another outbreak in my life. 2, there are meds I can take to, quote, catch an outbreak so that I can prevent lesions from developing. 3, there are literally zero medical consequences to having this, no more than having oral herpes, aka cold sores. 4, as time goes on, I am less and less likely to have outbreaks. 5, condom use decreases chances of transmission, but it's not 100% effective, and abstaining from sex during an outbreak is the best policy. 6, tons of people carry HSV without being aware because of being asymptomatic, and testing without the presence of symptoms is actually not recommended by health orgs because of the unreliability of the results. However, I was also very clear in telling him that it is possible to transmit HSV when the person who is diagnosed is not experiencing symptoms. I told him that it was important for him to know this because he can only properly consent to have sex if he is fully aware of what he is consenting to. I also said that I wouldn't judge him or blame him if he changed his mind about wanting to have sex with me or if he wanted to think about it. Kate and Dory. He told me that he had never had such a straightforward and adult conversation about STIs before, and the fact that I was able to have it made him feel he could trust me. And then when we boned later that same night, with a condom, of course, it was awesome, and we continue to do so. So here's my advice. 1, don't have the conversation when you're getting hot and steamy. Do it in a setting that is more neutral and doesn't entail interrupting your amped up sex drive. 2, present facts. Most people without herpes will have biases and very few facts. 3, use a neutral tone and be, for lack of a better word, quote, professional. 4, don't apologize or make it sound like you're disclosing a horrible secret. It isn't horrible, and you don't have to apologize. 5, remember that it does remain their prerogative to say no to sex with you, and that's okay. Also remember that if someone in possession of all the scientific facts still rejects you sexually because of a diagnosis that basically amounts to a skin condition on your genitals, then do you really want to date someone so judgmental and biased? I hope this plan helps someone out there deal with this kind of situation.
Wow. Our listeners are so mature.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Thoughtful.
Yeah.
I love the just the arc of the story too, of and then when we boned later the same night, it was awesome. You know, I love to talk about boning.
Yeah.
Listener, you sound great. This is such great advice.
This is really
for
great
all
advice.
Of us.
Totally.
To have open conversations about sex with our partners. And to appreciate, like, I just love what they said about, like, their partner cannot consent without having all the proper information.
Yeah.
Anyway. Or you can't properly consent without having all the information. I thought that was great.
I agree. Okay. Here's a counter argument from a listener. Hey, Kat and Dora, I had to pause the pod today because I was kind of upset about something you said in response to the listener who's having a hard time dating with genital herpes. Both of you responded with disgust over the guys who rejected her because of the herpes, calling them dicks and saying she's better off without them. Well, I definitely agree that she's better off without them, because who wants to be in a relationship with someone who has a problem with an unchangeable part of yourself? I think it was unfair for you to write off these guys as dicks for their choice. Dating in general is really hard for many people, and the decisions you make as to who you want to invest your time with are so personal. I feel like in most cases, it's pretty unfair to shame a person for choosing or not choosing a partner. And also, while I absolutely am not trying to cast aspersions on people with herpes, it is something that's contagious, even with medication. I don't think it makes someone a bad person to choose not to introduce that risk into their life. I just think it's a deeply personal decision and shouldn't be looked down on regardless of what the choice is.
Fair point. I still think they're dicks.
I do too. I mean, yes, like, I hear you, but I also think,
I hear you too, listener.
I think really what the gist of our conversation was that when we said, like, fuck these guys, it was more like, okay, like, you don't want to be with these guys anyway.
Yes.
Like, they made their choice. We weren't saying they couldn't make their choice. It was just like, these are not the right people for you because they made this choice.
Yes.
So just want to make that clear.
I hear you.
But I also think, and I think actually this email does kind of maybe not on purpose point this out, I do think that there is a lot of misinformation about herpes out there.
And, like, stigmas.
And stigmas about it. Yes. And so I do sort of hesitate to say, like, I don't know. I guess it is someone's choice, but it also sucks.
Well, and it's also someone's choice to educate themselves about what is presented to them.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Anyway, listener, we appreciate you giving us this feedback.
We do.
Because all feedback is welcome. And finally, we have a voicemail.
Hi, this is Daniel from Wisconsin. I just had to pause the pod, as they say, to respond to the person who wrote in, or called in, I can't remember now, about dating with herpes. I don't have herpes, but last year I did meet somebody on Bumble. We went on a date, and he actually disclosed to me pretty immediately that he had herpes. It was something that was super important for him, for people to know right off the bat. You know, we talked about it very briefly, and he said, you know, I just want to give you time to kind of think about it, to see if maybe you'd want to go on another date with me. And he also suggested I go to the CDC website to get some more information about it and to perhaps even talk to my doctor to talk about the things that potentially we would have to do to have a sexual relationship if we decide to pursue that at some point, and how to keep it safe. And I actually did decide to keep dating him. And I did talk to my doctor. I did some research. And then we talked afterwards and just kind of, you know, went through all the things that was necessary for us to do to engage in a sexual relationship. Obviously, we used protection. If he ever felt what he called it was a flare coming on, he obviously wasn't feeling well, so he didn't really want to do much anyway. But he would definitely abstain from kissing me, even, because he was very paranoid. He just didn't, you know, want there to be any risk for me, which I appreciated, and I didn't have a problem with it. We're not dating now, but it had nothing to do with that. We just, you know, the relationship ran its course. And, but yeah, I think the person who wrote in, this is obviously her decision, and she can handle it any way that she would want to handle it. But I think Dory is absolutely right. If you tell somebody on a first date and they react badly to it, that's their loss, not yours. And you haven't wasted your time. And somebody who actually wants to get to know you is going to understand, and they're going to do the research, and they're going to work with you on it, not against you. So those are my thoughts. dating is hard enough as it is. I understand it must be a huge struggle. And I think you're going to find somebody worth your time when they're open to exploring this with you. So thanks so much for the pod. I really love it. And I hope everybody has a great day. Bye.
Well, well, well.
They validated what you just said.
Yeah, I feel validated.
Good. I'm glad.
I just want to be validated.
That's all she wants. No, I think these are great points from someone who's been there. So thanks, listeners. Why are you chuckling over there, Dory?
I just... You know the song, "All That She Wants Is Another Baby"? Now I'm thinking, all that she wants is some validation. That's why I was chuckling to myself. Okay, let's take a break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Well, we're back.
Okay. We are going to talk about something I've been thinking about a lot lately. Ye olde diet culture.
Mm.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I am calling in regard to the most recent episode. I really appreciated hearing Kate's thoughts on talking to people and having the hard conversations surrounding the toxic way that we speak about eating. And I sort of wanted to get more of your thoughts on how to gently call in, as you guys put it, when people are making those comments. I, you know, really struggle with this mostly at work. In my last job, I worked at this big corporation, and, you know, they would do things like the Biggest Loser Challenge, and they'd have bagels or pizza every once in a while, and everyone would constantly talk about how they felt about themselves after. And now I work in a much smaller office, but, you know, the two of the three people that I work with wear Fitbits, and they're constantly talking about steps and logging calories and things like that. So I was just wondering if you have any suggestions for, you know, gentle but professional ways that you can say, like, hey, like, that sort of puts me into a spiral without having to make everyone feel so totally awkward. Yeah, really looking forward to hearing if you guys are able to talk about this on a mini episode sometime soon. Thanks so much. Love the podcast. Hope you both have a wonderful holiday. Bye.
Ugh. We're talking about it.
Diet culture at work is so pernicious.
Well, it's also awful how just this has become like as basic a conversation topic as like the weather. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, we're all eating bagels on Bagel Friday. Like, oh, I'm disgusting. Me too. Like that. It's almost become something to fill space now because it's so a part of human interaction.
I'd love to hear how other people have navigated this in a work environment.
Well, I was going to say, when it's ingrained, like someone is hosting a Biggest Loser competition, that to me, and it's part of the company, is something I would flag to human resources.
What if human resources is playing along?
Again, then I don't know what to do. So you're right. Help us. Someone tell us how to do this. Yeah. How to handle this one.
I just wonder if, I don't know, how do you start with like a wholesale re-education and rewiring of people's brains? Because that's what it's going to take for people to kind of stop participating in this diet culture.
Yeah. And I ultimately, you know, you can infuse people with information
and modeling,
and you can share your opinion, and you can also, I would say, set some boundaries to protect yourself from the spiral that you feel.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't engage, don't sit there and eat your bagel. I mean, it's too bad that this is what I'm suggesting, and maybe I'm wrong, but like, don't sit down at the table with the people who you know are going to engage in negative self-talk about eating whatever is being offered.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're in this situation. Sounds really hard.
It does sound really hard.
And, you know, I'll be honest, it's not something I have given thought to because my work environments in the past my work environments for almost a decade have been remote.
Oh, wow.
So I have not been in a corporate office setting, even though I was working for corporations, you know, up until like 4 years ago. I've not been in a corporate office setting in a while. So I haven't had to have these discussions in a work setting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listener. That sounds tough.
Yeah, I'd love to. But, you know, again, I'd love to hear from other listeners about this.
Yeah.
Because I do think it is so pervasive.
Yes, totally. Thank you for taking the time. We welcome all calls.
Yep.
All comments, critiques, theme songs.
Yep. We welcome it all.
And, of course, embarrassing stories.
Indeed.
On that note.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.